910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. So many questions today in the deadly shooting at UNLV, but there may be a motive.
Sources telling ABC News the alleged shooter, 67-year-old Anthony Polito, was a former professor who had applied for a position at UNLV and was not hired. Polito had ties to North Carolina and Georgia, listing on his LinkedIn page that he had a PhD in philosophy and a master's in business administration. Authorities say he was armed with a handgun when he carried out his rampage, killing at least three people. A fourth rushed to the hospital, now in stable condition.
ABC's Whit Johnson. In the 2024 election, GOP frontrunner former President Trump skipping last night's debate, but attacked anyway for saying on Fox News this week he would be a dictator if reelected on his first day. The remaining field down to just four: Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis. Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York could face a censure vote as early as today for pulling a fire alarm at the Capitol. This is ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. An Ashland County Sheriff's deputy will not face charges relating to an officer-involved shooting in August. Sergeant Jason Janicek was one of the deputies who responded to a trailer in the town of Morse after a woman reported 44-year-old J. Allen Clarimbo had cut her and his girlfriend with a knife. Janicek reportedly commanded Clarimbo to drop the knife while he was near the woman, and when he ignored the command, Janicek fatally shot him. The girlfriend corroborated Janicek's account of the incident. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says lawmakers are nearing a deal to allow the blocked pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees to take effect. The pay raises have been blocked by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in an effort to pressure the universities to stop spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Universities of Wisconsin officials say while they have been working with Speaker Voss on an adequate compromise, they don't believe negotiations are nearing the end. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 32 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs level off around 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 22.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Winnipeg's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A number of nonprofits in Duluth, like the Girl Scouts and United Way, will need to relocate after a heating system caused damage to their building. The aging heating system has reportedly caused problems at the Ordine building on West Michigan Street since 2019, including causing water to leak from pipes throughout the building when the heat is turned on. The nonprofit organizations in the building received a 60-day eviction notice for December 31st. Officials say the repairs in the building will be intrusive. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to make Wisconsin the 24th state in the country to guarantee a standalone personal finance course for high school students. Students graduating high school in the 27-28 school year will be required to take at least one semester course of personal finance, teaching them about money management, saving and investing, and education and employment. The course is viewed as a crucial step in breaking a cycle of generational poverty through financial education.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 32. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs level off around 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 22.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.